Starting next month, the city of Seattle, Washington, bans selling cheap fortified alcohol within certain neighborhoods. The city expects to see a decline in crime, panhandling, and public drunkenness. But opponents say the ban discriminates against poor people. From member station KUOW in Seattle, Ruby DeLuna reports.
King's Deli on East Cherry Street is one of the few mom-and-pop stores in Seattle's Central District neighborhood. Owner Amar Taiyi is worried how he'll stay in business after November when he can't sell fortified wine and liquor.
Mickey malt, old English 800, high gravities, 211, Thunderbird, nitrate, MD20.
Taiyi estimates those beverages make up half his revenue.
Do you think you can survive by selling chips?
Seattle is expanding a ban against fortified alcohol that first started downtown 3 years ago. This time, cheap booze will be off limits in four neighborhoods that have high crime and vagrancy. But Taiyi says the new rules single out store owners like him, most of whom are immigrants.
If the city wants to create a rule for the whole city. Or, instead of coming after us, tell the company who brew the beer, tell them to stop brew beer.
But for others, the issue is about choice. Many point out that street alcoholics aren't the only ones who buy cheap liquor.
These are working people.
Kevin Johnson is a neighborhood resident and a regular customer at King's Deli. He says he doesn't drink often, but when he does, economics drive his choice. And he says he's not alone.
Black people don't buy cases of Corona or cases of Bud or cases of anything. They come in and they buy a couple of cans, a 24-ounce or a 40-ounce, because that's what they could afford.
And those drinks provide more alcohol for the buck. Here at the deli, a 40-ounce can of Steel Reserve beer costs $2 and contains the equivalent of 4 shots of whiskey. Dr. Richard Reese heads the addictions program at Harborview Medical Center in Seattle. He says the working poor make up a small portion of those who drink cheap alcohol.
If you look at who selects out buying the cheapest alcohols, and there have been studies, again, showing the same thing. People who drink for effect, people who drink with the main idea is to get drunk, not just a little high, select those high concentration and cheap alcohols.
Around the country, a few cities have restricted sales of fortified liquor to some extent, but the goal is the same, to make cheap booze less available and avoid alcohol-related injuries of all kinds.
The percentage of people that are intoxicated, that we get admitted to our Level 1 trauma center with severe injuries, is actually a higher percentage of pedestrians who have high alcohol than drivers of car. So the joke there is, if you think drinking and driving is dangerous, it's even more dangerous to walk.
At King's Deli, that argument doesn't sit well with some customers. First, there was the smoking ban that went into effect statewide this year. Now it's alcohol, they say. Customer Kevin Johnson wonders when the government will stop acting like a nanny.
It's my right. You told me if I smoke cigarettes, I'm cutting 20 years off my life. You've done your job. Thank you very much for the information. Now what I do with the information, that's my God-given right. Now you're trying to tell me that I don't have a God-given right anymore to make choices.
It's hard to tell if Seattle's early experiments with the ban have brought change, but now that the ban covers several neighborhoods, city officials hope to see fewer street drunks and fewer alcohol-related crimes. For NPR News, I'm Ruby DeLuna in Seattle.